everyone. This is Mistress Brighton of EnchantrixTees.com, and I had the pleasure last week of playing with Slut Bunny Church Mouse, the Panty Thief, aka the saintly sinner of a very conservative vanilla life. And Church Mouse has lost his anal virginity. Mostly because he had a fantasy of getting porked up the ass really good with my strap on after sniffing my asshole. Of course, we had to opt for a more remote alternative, which is a 11-inch remote butt plug. It was pretty rockin' good fucking time. I very much love remote play with toys and pushing Church Mouse's buttons hard. My advice for anal play if you're a first timer is always going to be start small and then work your way up. I know you guys get horny. I don't care how fucking horny you are. I don't care how goddamn horny you are. If you ram the largest thing you can find up your ass because boner, you're going to hurt yourself, possibly end up in the ER with the hospital staff trying to keep a straight face as you describe how you gave yourself an anal fissure. Or worse, why you can't get the thing you stuck up your ass out of your ass. Church Mouse opted for the 11-inch, and the best part of plugging him in and turning him on was him proposing to the dispatcher, proposing to me, telling us how much he loved us, and having to stuff his cum-covered panties in his mouth afterwards. So yes, about the panties, he had to wear his wife's used pink panties all day before the session. Then I made him sniff, lick, and suck on them until it was time to have the butt plug party. "Mistress, these smell like my asshole," was his first response after having to take them off and sniff them. The moment I was connected and started playing with his ass was nonstop entertainment. It was really fun watching a grown man unravel as I trigger his G-spot. I just want to remind you guys, all of you hetero, super duper straight men, that your G-spot is in your ass. So clearly God had a sense of humor, because while men love to profess how fucking manly they are, you stick a finger up their asses and they turn into a puddle of orgasmic feels, or they jump so high they hit the fucking ceiling. It was really amusing watching Church Mouse lose his collective shit experiencing his first vibrating anus adventure. And you can too, if you like playing remotely. All you need is a 11-inch toy, a mobile phone, and the 11-inch remote app, and I can play with your ass. So if you'd like to have anal adventures with me, there's a little bit of prep to set up. So you're going to need a good mobile phone and a good signal. And you will need to add me on the 11-inch app, the remote app, and make sure that you have that good cell phone. Signal, please, for the love of Nutella, make sure you have a good cell phone signal. Some of you call me from some really shitty phones, then you tell me you can't hear me, or I can't hear you, and you just keep talking like everything's fine because you guys are fucking stubborn, okay? So this is me telling you, don't call me from a shitty phone wanting me to play with your ass, and then we can't get it connected because your signal is complete fucking garbage. So work that shit out before you fucking call me, okay? You know who you are. If you want me to watch you on Skype, you already know the rules of engagement. I do not monitor Skype. You will get ignored on Skype if you message me on there and I don't know that you're on there because I'm not paying attention to it or I'm not in the same room. I am not tethered to Skype. And so if you want me to watch you on Skype and you want me to know that you want a Skype session, you need to email me, Brighton@EnchantrixEmpire.com first. and make sure that I am available on Skype. Email is the fastest way to reach me because, like I said, I ignore Skype unless I'm in session. So if you tell me, hey, I sent you a message on Skype, I may or may not see it. Sometimes I'm looking at it, and most of the time, the majority of the time, I'm not. So Skype, get a good phone, email me first. If you need help setting up Skype and Lovence, you can call me and I will help you. You know, if you need me to like hold your hand and guide you through setup. But keep in mind that setup time is going to take away from playtime. So make sure you take that into consideration. For example, in other words, don't book a 10-minute session and then you take 9 minutes to get your shit together. Okay, so make sure that if you want me to help you on the phone before we play, that you book enough time beforehand so that we have enough time to get you set up and then we have enough play time for you to just make funny noises and entertain me while I play with your ass. So, if you are ready to lose your anal virginity, all you have to do is call me at 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Brighton. Also, I would like to remind you, for those of you that have been following my blog and you listen to my audios, that I do custom audios, and there is a link to my custom audio page. There's also a link to my phone sex audios page because I do have phone sex audios for sale on there. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.